The present study was to examine retrospective trauma registry data for trends related to bicycle injury admissions. I am a researcher with the Injury Prevention Program at Children's Medical Center. So our ultimate goal is to identify at-risk populations so that we can tailor our educational interventions to fit the needs of the communities and the patients that we serve. In addition, we plan to use current and future registry data to assess the effectiveness of our programs. Our program is a pretty new program, so we're still kind of learning what we can do and how we can best use the information that we have available to us. The data for the present sample were drawn from the Trauma Registry at Children's Medical Center Dallas. It covers a 10-year period and includes 732 patients who were admitted to the trauma service for bicycle-related injuries. What it does not include are any patients who presented to our emergency department for treatment for a bicycle-related injury, but who were not admitted. And that is something that we're kind of working toward, is recording that information for the future. The sample was 74.3% male. This follows national injury trends, so boys were significantly more likely to be admitted than girls. And the mean age of the patients in our sample was 8.41 with a range of 0 to 17. What I think it's important to note is our average age of admission was a little bit lower than you might see in national samples, especially some recent stuff that I've seen in injury prevention. The reason for that, we believe, is because really our trauma service has a cutoff age of 13. So if a child is over the age of 13, they get pushed to another hospital. So our patients typically tend to be a lot younger. If we have kids over the age of 13, they're typically transferred from an outside hospital. So you'll see when you look at the age ranges, there are very few kids in the upper age range for this. And our sample was predominantly Caucasian and Hispanic. We divided the sample into three age categories: 0 to 5, 6 to 10, and 11 years of age and up. Now, as the figure shows, the majority of our patients were between the ages of 6 and 10. But as I mentioned, this is probably due to the way that we do our service. And we also were interested in the types of injuries that we see for admission. So you can see that the most common reason why kids were admitted to our hospital service for a bike-related injury were some sort of fall, either losing balance or running over a rock in the street. But you can also see that we have a lot of kids who were admitted for some sort of an injury that occurred when they collided with a motor vehicle, or they were hit by a motor vehicle. You'll see I have three other small categories that I've used to kind of put these kids into some sort of a group. That small one that's SO is a stationary object. So if the child ran into a wall or something that wasn't moving, a parked car, we put them in that category. B versus B is when two bikes collided and the child sustained an injury. And then the other category was kind of a catch-all that it included cases in which we weren't really sure what the injury cause was because it wasn't either reported or it was unknown what caused the child to fall off the bike or have an injury. We were also interested in the severity of injuries sustained by these patients. Children's Trauma Service classifies patient injuries using the Injury Severity Score. And we divided them into three categories, which is what we do in our service: mild, moderate, and severe. Now, as the figure shows, approximately 57.9% of our patients sustained injuries that were classified as mild, compared to 28.5% moderate and 13.7% severe. So based on these figures, it would seem that many of our patients were injured enough to warrant hospital admission, but not severely enough to receive moderate or severe injury severity ratings. So to better understand these injury trends and to identify which ages appear to be at risk in the communities we serve, I also looked at the injury severity score categories by age group. So I'd like to draw your attention to the left set of columns on this figure first. So you can see that in our children ages 0 to 5, that the largest proportion of injuries tended to be mild, as coded by injury severity score. And when you look at the center set of the center columns in the graph, you can see that there's a larger proportion of kids age 6 to 10 who sustained severe injuries, more so than the kids in the other categories. Now, as an injury prevention researcher, I was also very interested in the incidence of helmet use and how it relates to severe injuries and fatalities. Okay, helmet use for this sample was recorded in 600 of the 732 cases. So it was known, yes or no. And as you guys can see, 5.8% helmet use was reported. So only 35 of the 600 patients that we had information for were actually wearing a helmet. Okay. The highest number, if you just went on sheer numbers, was the kids around the age of 6. So 10 of the kids were age 6. There was a few that were 7 and 8. I know if you're familiar with the helmet literature, we know that as a child gets older, they're less likely to wear a helmet, which causes a lot of problems. Now, I'm going to go back for a second. Okay. Now, when you look at helmet use and we look at the severity of injuries, okay, in our sample, what we find is that 68.6% of the severe injuries were head injuries. And so when we think about the helmet use and head injury, we see that that might be a problem. Now, another interesting finding that I discovered while looking at this data is that in 12 of the 13 fatalities, so we had very few, 12 of the 13 children were not wearing a helmet. And in addition to that, okay, 11 of the 13 fatalities involved a head injury. So although the numbers are small, comparatively speaking, when you look at the rest of our trauma registry data and our other fatalities from motor vehicles and such, you wonder how many of these could be prevented by helmet use. Now, all of the fatalities involved a motor vehicle, and as did over half of the severe injuries in which the patient survived. Now, to summarize, the preliminary data that I have here suggests that children who are most at risk for bicycle-related injury that require hospitalization in the Dallas area are likely to be male, Caucasian, or Hispanic, and under 10 years of age. They're not likely to be wearing a helmet. And what these data also suggest to me is that although bicycle-related injuries and fatalities may be declining nationally, they remain an issue that warrants attention. Now, Texas does not currently have a statewide bike helmet law. This could increase the number of children who wear helmets and likely decrease the number of head injuries, fatalities, and serious issues that we see with head injury. But what I find the most distressing is that the city of Dallas has a bike helmet law mandatory for all ages. And we're still seeing non-compliance, at least in our patient population. So it begs the question, would a state law make more of a difference? I think the most pressing problem that we have is how we can best serve the needs of our community. So are our educational interventions working? Do our bike rodeos help? Do we need to get out into the community more, especially in our at-risk populations, if seeing that if there's not a better way for us to address this issue? Now, some of the limitations that I think we have with this study is that we have admissions only, so we don't have any information at this point about the kids who show up at the emergency department and then are sent home from there. In addition, a lot of our early registry data has missing points, so I don't feel like it's complete until about the year 2000. And if you're familiar at all with the injury severity score, there's a lot of debate on whether or not it's the best way to assess the severity of injury. And so I think we really need to kind of take that into consideration because this was just pulled from registry. It was not an examination of medical records, which might kind of reveal more interesting details for us. I have zip codes that I haven't gone into yet to really kind of look at whether or not there's differences in income. One of the other issues that we have with our hospital is because we're not for profit and we are a come all, serve all type of hospital, I think that might be driving the predominance of some of our minorities and present some unique issues for us. So.
Now, do you know that helmet law is enforced in the Dallas area?
So I think that might also be an issue, which might help us try to decide whether or not we want to push that way or move toward advocacy for statewide enforcement. Because I know I've read that in states where it's a statewide law and there's police enforcement, they tend to have greater compliance with helmet use.
Is there a possibility of adding anything with bicycle helmets? Do you know?
Right now we do things in the community. So we have health educators that are on the injury prevention staff. We go out to events where there are bicycles. We give away helmets. We fit helmets. We replace helmets. But I think we could probably do a bigger effort.